The Olympic Games in London are just a week away, but let's not forget other great competitions that are out there.
And with a score of 8,253 points, an average of 91.7, your 2012 first place gold medal champions, Ringmasters!
This was the scene earlier this month at the Rose Garden Arena in Portland, Oregon. But Ringmasters don't play basketball, they sing Barbershop. Oh, and they're Swedish. Here's the world's Alex Gallifant with today's global hit.
Strange, there was no warning what would be in store. For as in a story.
Ringmaster's victory at the Barbershop Harmony Society's international convention will live long in the memory. Their winning score, for instance, 91.7. They'll always remember that.
Yeah, you bet.
Came in the door.
I spoke with Emmanuel Roll and Jacob Sternberg, two of the four members of Ringmasters, via Skype. They're now back home in Sweden. I wanted to know how other US barbershop quartets have reacted to their win. After all, there aren't many musical styles as quintessentially American as this one.
They are so supportive. It's almost unbelievable.
Like, they were excited that someone from outside of the States could do it, you know?
Maybe it's because every barbershop quartet knows how hard it is to get that gold medal. Ringmasters have been honing their skills for years now. Jacob Sternberg says the initial spark came from TV.
One day, a friend of ours found, you know, some clips of Barbershop online. It was actually through The Simpsons, an episode when they do a barbershop quartet.
Boom, boom, boom.
Baby on board.
They were intrigued.
Oh, that sounds like fun. We should do that.
The young Swedes sought out the real stuff, watching clips of top American quartets like Vocal Spectrum. In 2006, when they started rehearsing together, they literally memorized the sound of the songs.
You know, every vowel and every word, so it doesn't stick out from the other American quartets, I guess.
In 2007, they traveled to the US and placed 10th in the collegiate competition for barbershop singers under 25. In 2008, they turned that into first place, and they just kept going all the way to their gold medal this month in the main international competition.
Diamond bracelets full worth doesn't sell, baby.
Each year, quartets from all over the world compete, although the vast majority are from the US. Ringmasters is the first non-North American quartet to win.
In fact, until 2005, we hadn't even had Canadians win. And so this was unprecedented, really.
This is Lauren May. He edits the Barbershop Harmony Society's in-house magazine, The Harmonizer. And May says Ringmasters have distinguished themselves not only in their performances, their vocal technique, musicality, and showmanship, but also in the way they've assimilated the friendly culture of barbershop.
When Ringmasters was on stage, they said, you know, in Sweden, we're not really that religious.
But I think we have found our religion now.
And that was, speaking of the barbershop culture, it's so much more than just the music. It's the giving and it's the fraternity. It's amazing.
Beyond Ringmasters, it was a banner year for other quartets from outside the U.S. too. The college trophy went to Lemon Squeezy, also from Sweden, and the silver medal in the main competition was won by the Musical Island Boys, a barbershop quartet from New Zealand. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.
By the way, the barbershop organization for women, Sweet Adelines International, was the real trailblazer here. A Swedish quartet called Salt won their competition back in 2007. You can find out more on Salt and Ringmasters at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Thank you for listening.